This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin during a forceful speech in Poland on Saturday as he wrapped up his four-day European trip. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In some of his strongest words, Biden called out Putin and his war against Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The White House denies Biden was calling for regime change. The president also said in his address outside the Royal Palace, Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia.
This battle will not be won in days or months either. We need to steel ourselves for the long fight ahead.
And he had this message for Putin.
Don't even think about moving on one single inch of NATO territory.
Because he says the U.S. would be obligated to protect its allies. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. State Department said Saturday that the U.S. intends to provide Ukraine with an additional $100 million in civilian security assistance. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the assistance would be to build the capacity of the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal Affairs, with a view to aid border security, sustain civil law enforcement functions, and safeguard critical government infrastructure. President Biden spoke via phone with Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya today aboard Air Force One. He thanked her for attending his speech in Warsaw, according to the White House. A White House statement said the president, quote, underscored the continued support of the United States for the Belarusian people in defending and advancing their human rights. This is VOA News. Niger's defense ministry said Saturday that six soldiers have been killed in an attack in the southwest of the country near the border with Burkina Faso. The attack, which took place Thursday, was the second in 10 days. It marks a return to violence in the region after weeks of relative calm. The defense ministry gave the toll as six soldiers killed, one injured, and a vehicle destroyed. The casualties on the attacker's side, it said, were not determined. The Tillaberi region, where Thursday's attack took place, is a vast area on the borders of Burkina Faso and Mali, which has been the scene of bloody attacks by jihadi movements linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group since 2017. Last week, suspected jihadis attacked a bus and a truck in the southwest, killing 21 people. Nigerian President Mohamed Bazoum, in a new approach, has initiated dialogue with jihadi leaders in an attempt to keep the peace. But the military response continues, with some 12,000 soldiers fighting in a dozen anti-jihadi operations, nearly half of them along the more than 1,400 kilometers of borders with Mali and Burkina Faso. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have refused to allow dozens of women at Kabul's international airport to board their flights because they were without a male guardian. That's according to two Afghan airline officials who spoke to AP on condition of anonymity because they feared repercussions from the Taliban. They said dozens of women who arrived at the airport to board their flights Friday were told they couldn't do so unless accompanied by a male guardian. Some of the women were dual nationals returning to their homes overseas, including some from Canada. Taliban officials contacted by the Associated Press did not respond to multiple requests for comment. U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry, who's a Republican from Nebraska, said Saturday he will resign from Congress after he was convicted Thursday on three felony counts for lying to federal investigators about illegal campaign contributions from a foreign billionaire. In a letter to his House colleagues, Fortenberry said his last day in Congress will be March 31st. Fortenberry's charges stem from a 2016 fundraiser held in Glendale, California, for the congressman's reelection. There he received donations totaling $30,200 from a wealthy businessman executive of Lebanese descent. And recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin during a forceful speech in Poland on Saturday as he wrapped up a four-day European trip. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.